off week. There's no off week in recruiting. He's Chris Landry. I'm Dave Hooker. What are you talking about off week? Hit that like and subscribe button. Share so you can get some recruiting news from Chris Landry, who will provide you with two things. Great evaluations, that's number one, and two, some insight of where these young men might end up, because Chris is as tied into the coaching community as anybody I know. End of discussion. Go to LandryFootball.com, and you will know more about football, recruiting, game, whatever, than anybody else that you run with. You know, tell them. I mean, just tell them all the news. Tell them to go to LandryFootball.com and check out our YouTube channel. Hit that like and subscribe button. I want to break down some guys that were at Tennessee. You had said earlier that that type of environment is big for recruiting. It helps to hold on to the victory, of course. But let's look at some of these guys. Let's start with Davin Hobbs, who is a player that a lot of people, you know, we did a recruiting update last week, and somebody immediately message me, what about Hobbs? So for whatever reason, some of these guys get the fans' attention more than others, but Hobbs is one. So what do you think of him when you look at him on tape? How good of a player is he? Certainly ranked high.
Well, he's got good size. You know, he'd be, you know, he would, I won't use my grades. It's a red grade, which, you know, if you're folks that remember LandryFootball.com kind of knows how that translates to equate that with people, the vernacular that people use. Four-star, I think, is pretty accurate. It's a good program there at Concord, North Carolina. Coach Robinson has. This kid's got good size. He's 6'4", 262. He plays basketball, and he's got that basketball athleticism. He plays on both sides. What I like about him, Dave, is that he's got a really long wingspan. That's really important for edge guys. And in defensive linemen in particular, because that keeps blockers off their chest. He's a very quick twitch athlete. He's got very productive. He gets off the line quickly. pardon me, as a five technique or a seven technique, which lines up really wide around five technique outside the shoulder of the tackle. I like his burst. I like his closing speed. Good body control. I like the way he closes on the backside. He can stack and shed pretty well. Really good player. It relies a lot on speed at this point. North Carolina's in pretty good shape for him, from what I hear. He's a local kid. I do think Alabama's going to be a player. I think Georgia could be a player. I think it's if they, and I think they are interested in him, I think he'd strongly consider those programs for what they are. I think North Carolina's in pretty good shape. It sounds like they're the team to beat. You don't know. There's certainly a need factor. My God, does North Carolina need a player like this on defense? They don't. They just don't have anybody. Gene Chizik's having a hard time. So we'll see where he goes, but that's the word on him. No, we're about 60 days away before early signing day. It's right now looks like North Carolina, a strong lean for him.
Class of 2024 out of Jefferson, Georgia, Jefferson High School linebacker, Sammy Brown. He is a five-star according to the 24/7 composite. He also, I don't know if you've seen a picture of this young man, but has a six-star mullet. I mean, the best mullet that maybe I've ever seen. Chris, what do you think of him from the neck down?
Really athletic, like, you know, plus size, plus length, impact player at the Georgia 5A level. Good football. He plays downhill quickly. I mean, he hits the hole hard. And when we look at running backs, how they hit the hole hard, linebackers have to do that as well. You know, and he's just really good. You know, he plays both sides. He runs through arms tackles. I mean, but he does. He's a violent player with the ball. He's a violent player without the ball, attacking ball carriers. I think he's got good first step. I think he's explosive. He's got pursuit range. He's a little bit of a long strider, which, you know, hurts your redirection, but he does redirect fairly well. I think he's sudden. I think he's got good top end speed. You know, I think, you know, it's just a junior. I think he's going to get a lot of big-time offers. I know that Alabama is high on his list. Georgia's going to be high on his list. You know, he's shown some interest in Auburn, and Auburn is very good in that part of the state of Georgia. I just – the status there of who's going to be coaching and all of that is going to be a question mark. I know that Florida and Clemson are in it to some degree. Those are the teams I hear the most for this young man at this point.
And then Bison Lang, a guy that is probably, I would think, a developmental player. He's a three-star. He is from Pike Road, Alabama. What do you think about Bison? Because out of the group that we're going to talk about, I think he's most likely to be a Vol.
Yeah, and in fact, I think he's. It would be an upset if he's not a Vol. I think he's a guard. Okay. Plays tackle. He's got size. You know, he pulls well. I don't think he has great feet, but he does have size, and he does have decent pulling speed. He's a leader. And I think this is where he's got a lot of positive energy about him. And these are the things that are a little bit tougher for me because I'm obviously not there. And I get the information from what the coaches, college coaches tell me about what they gather from the high school coaches and that leader, kind of in the locker room leader and the type of guy that you want around. Good player. If you were going to – I kind of put him in that purple graded category, a guy that could be a starter at the college level at some point, at the SEC level, maybe down the line. You know, you would commonly refer to him as kind of a three-star type of guy. That's a three-star guard, which ideally you'd like to have. And, again, if they think he can play tackle, so be it. But I think Tennessee's in – good position. I know Auburn, Arizona State, Arkansas. Now, I will tell you this. Arkansas likes him.
Interesting.
He's the type of guy that Sam Pittman. But Sam Pittman, they don't get elite prospects at Arkansas on the offensive line. They develop them. So they think he's a good kid that they can develop. But, you know, if you're looking at, I mean, just to give you an idea, this is not a type of guy that the Alabamas or Georgias would offer. At least not at this stage. So, and they haven't. And there's a reason for it. I mean, he's right there in Alabama. I know that I think Auburn might, depending on what their situation is, we'll see. But that just gives you an idea. Good player, not a difference maker. May develop into a pretty good player down the road. Good high school player, but not a guy that's going to move the needle in recruiting, in my view.
If you're looking for size, this guy has it. Cam Pringle. It reminds me of the old saying, you can't eat just one, but Pringle's chips. But Cam Pringle, 6'7", 330 pounds. Good gracious, out of Dorchester, South Carolina, Woodland High School. And he's got a list that's pretty eclectic. Ohio State, South Carolina, Arizona State, Auburn, Clemson. Again, we're talking about a 2024 prospect, but what do you think of him and Tennessee standing in his recruitment?
Well, I don't think the standing is great right now for him. I mean, it's a big early lean, as you mentioned. It's early in his stage, but big early lean for South Carolina, which is not all that unusual. I think it really is going to depend, and this is the advantage if you're South Carolina – local kid, you need to go all in and kind of win them that way. I do think, you know, you mentioned Ohio State. I know Arizona State likes them. They've got a new coaching change there. Clemson has some interest in them. So I think it's in state right now, and I would probably say that there's a good chance of that. That's where it'll likely go. He is tall. He's got a good frame. I think his quickness is pretty good for his size. You know, he's a pretty decent pass blocker at this stage. I think he's a little bit of a leverage issue when you're that tall coming off, but doesn't do a bad job in the run game. I like his downfield blocking and his attitude there. I think he's advanced as a pass protector. Look, to me, here's how I would classify it. South Carolina, I don't know the kid enough yet to know whether, like, he's got a family or a real deep University of South Carolina tie. I think South Carolina's recruited him the hardest, worked him the hardest. Unless he has that tie, I think that Clemson is going to be in good position. And then I think, you know, I would think Georgia would have a shot if they really are interested. But we'll see how well it develops. And that's kind of how I see it at this point. But a really good player. And I would say because he's a tackle, because he has better feet, I think he'd fit into that more, that four-star category. Good-looking player.
Chalk Talk brought to you by Kraft Treats. And I want to propose a scenario in which Tennessee might get in there. But first, Kraft Treats, when it's your pet, you want your pet to be comfortable. You want your pet to be happy. And Kraft Treats has the CBD cannabinoid pet treats that will take care of anxiety, that will be able to help your pet with arthritis. My dog's getting a little bit older. And go to crafttreats.com, crafttreats.com, and use the promo code Off the Hook, and you will be able to get a discount on your, or you can also click on the link right below. That takes you to the discount code as well. So you will absolutely love Kraft Treats for your pet. So basically, Chris, to wrap it up, you need Shane Beamer to be Brad Scott. To go back to be a guy who doesn't have success at South Carolina, and then the door cracks open for a guy like Pringle. It sounds like that's the best scenario for Tennessee.
Well, Shane's a good recruiter. He's a good talker, of course, former Vol assistant. I think, though, I hate to use the term. It makes it ugly, and I hate tennis. But I think, you know, there's been a lot of hype around Shane because I think Shane does a lot of talking to the media, and he's likes that. He's into that, and that's fine.
Makes me think of Mitch Jones. Just that he was overly engaged with the media. It was like, if you're a great coach, you don't have to sell yourself to the media. Does that make sense?
I think Butch Jones is a better coach than Shane. I don't think Shane. Butch won some games at Tennessee.
He did.
Went south. But, you know, Shane doesn't have any real strength. At least Butch Jones. I mean, Butch Jones is a guy that, for all his criticism, I mean, that's a guy that Nick Saban would have considered and did consider him for offensive coordinator. He has that much respect for him. Now, Shane Beamer doesn't have that, and the staff that he's put together is not all that good. And so that's the difference, say, between him and, say, like Arkansas, where Coach Pittman's not a great X's and O guy, but he's really good with offensive linemen, and he's put together a fantastic staff. So I think it's going to be hard for South Carolina to hold on to a guy like this, because I don't think the program is not going to be seen, in my view, is in as good a shape. But you'd never know. That the kid may want to come in, may love South Carolina, and may buy what Shane's telling them, and I can come in and play early. You know, why a kid goes to school, I'm never going to predict that too much. I can just tell you what I'm hearing. But, yeah, I would look at a kid like that, and I'd say that kid has ability to play at Alabama, at Georgia, at Clemson. So if South Carolina can convince him to go get him. Bully on you, man. Go get him. I just think some of the guys, you say, you know what? That's a South Carolina type player, not a Clemson type of player. This guy's a Clemson type of player, and if South Carolina can get him, that's great.
I don't think that Tennessee will have any problem whatsoever rooting against Shane Beamer, the former GA, if that opens the door for that type of prospect. I think they'll be just fine with that, which it could do. And Tennessee was at its best in the 90s when they were in the Carolinas. We all know that. He's Chris Landry. If you don't go to LandryFootball.com, you're crazy. Kraft Treats, if you don't go there, your dog's going to be crazy. That's why they take care of you right there with Kraft Treats. Go to crafttreats.com. Get that CBD Kraft Treats for your pet, and you are going to have a pet that is absolutely not fazed by different situations that might cause anxiety, be it car rides or whatever. And don't forget, they also are very helpful with older dogs like mine. That is Kraft Treats. Go to crafttreats.com. He's Chris Landry. I'm Dave Hooker. This has been a presentation of Off the Hook Sports.